Hi, everyone, and happy holidays. This is Doug Fletcher, and this week I am reading to you an excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business When You Don't Know Where to Start, a rainmaking guide for consulting and professional services. And this week's excerpt is from Chapter 10, How to Toot Your Own Horn Without Looking Like a Jerk, Proven Techniques for Demonstrating Your Expertise. From this chapter, I'm going to share with you technique number 6, high profile work and case studies. Clients prefer to work with professionals who have significant expertise in solving problems similar to their own. In many cases, the best way to demonstrate our expertise is through our previous work for similar clients. Jean Brillat Savarin, the 19th century French politician, once quipped, "Let me taste the dish and you can spare me the rhetoric of how well you cook." Consider these scenarios. If you were a community looking to design a new high school, wouldn't you seek the help of an architectural design firm with an extensive portfolio of school projects? If you were a private company about to enter Chapter 11 bankruptcy, wouldn't you seek the help of a corporate bankruptcy attorney with a long resume of similar work? If you were a century-old consumer goods retailer in need of a branding overhaul, wouldn't you look for someone who had turned around other tired, struggling brands? The work you have done for others becomes your reputation. Longfellow noted, "We judge ourselves by what we feel capable of doing, while others judge us by what we have already done." Many successful rainmakers leverage their high-profile work to open doors to similar client work. These marquee projects become a calling card for future clients. I realize that not every profession lends itself to this approach. There are certain types of services that are more discreet. If you are a communications specialist helping troubled companies navigate crisis PR situations, your clients might not be too keen on you broadcasting their troubled situation to the world. But these situations are the exception rather than the norm. Our websites and other marketing materials are the perfect place to showcase our most impressive work. This isn't bragging in a way that Ms. Kobe would frown upon. This is simply sharing the impressive work we've done for others. I'm surprised at how infrequently professionals showcase their best work. If you were a prospective client researching potential providers, would you rather visit a firm's website that, option A, offers a lot of puffery about how awesome they are? Option B, offer examples of the awesome work they've already done for others? I don't think I'm alone in preferring option B. Option A is simply bragging. Bragging is making grandiose claims without any credible evidence to support it. Not only is bragging distasteful, but it's not very effective. According to my research data, 2/3 of all new client inquiries arrive via company websites. These are inquiries from individuals with whom you do not have an existing relationship. Prospective clients do a lot of research online before deciding to reach out to us. Clients are becoming more like Willard Van Diver every day. Willard who? Willard Van Diver is the late congressman who gave Missouri its famous tagline, the Show Me State. In an 1899 speech he gave at a Navy banquet in Philadelphia, he said, "I come from a state that raises corn and cotton and cockleburrs and Democrats, and frothy eloquence neither convinces nor satisfies me. I am from Missouri. You have got to show me." Individuals and firms who demonstrate their expertise through good examples of their work build credibility. So I would say to all aspiring rainmakers, use your website and social media platforms to showcase your great work. Keeping your website current, keeping your website content fresh with your latest work provides prospective clients with channel markers that guide them safely to a good decision. All right, folks, there is this week's excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business. This is from Chapter 10, How to Toot Your Own Horn Without Looking Like a Jerk. I hope all of you have happy holidays, and please know that I'm grateful for all of you and all of your support, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.